Hi, this is Andrew Gaffney, editor of Demand Gen Report. We're here at the Serious Decisions Summit, and I'm joined by Koen DeWitt, who's their chief weaving officer with Lead Fabric, based in Brussels. Koen, what do you think of the event so far?
I love it. It's my fifth time, and each time I come, I get new thoughts. I just love it, meeting the people, seeing the growth compared to last year. I think it's just 30% more people than last year.
Yes, exactly. What's your sense of some of the content topics? What have been some of the most interesting points that you've found or trends that are being discussed?
I particularly liked, so far, the presentation on lead nurturing. I see it become more and more holistic. This far, I saw nurturing being a kind of a story about a lot of different things, and now I start seeing it all come together and also multi-channel, so the integration of using online techniques with call centers and how that all pans out.
Now, you have an interesting perspective, being a global entity and working with global customers. How are you seeing some of the trends around demand generation vary by country? What are some of the unique attributes or pain points that you're seeing?
Yeah, a big difference if you compare the U.S. with Europe is that the U.S. is much more a direct sales landscape. Europe is much more about channels, which creates extra complexity, especially if you want to close the loop, because you have way less control over channel partners. And therefore also there's less of the communication done online, because proximity and the trust between the vendor or the seller, which is not the vendor but the channel partner and the end user, is much more important over there. So that's creating some extra complexities. Nevertheless, you see more and more pickup of demand gen process and technologies also now in Europe.
Okay, great. What are some of the new things going on at Lead Fabric? Tell us about some of the things that you're working on in your company.
It's going great. So we just are in our third year, and so primarily we work on a pan-European level. But because some of the things we're doing, we're actually now starting also to work on a global level for some of our customers, where our customers are taking us. And the thing we're adding to the mix is, besides just reselling the technology and being at that one-stop shop and doing the managed services, is adding content creation activities. Sirius calls it the demand center. We are offering what we call our version of demand center, so lots of services like web fabric, call fabric, content fabric, project fabric, for companies that are looking for those specialties but sometimes don't have the skills nor the capacity, and so we're trying to fill that in, and that's something I see. There's a lot of demand for that right now because of the skills and the change of what's going on in the marketing departments, and people are not always capable of quickly changing.
Great. We appreciate you catching up with us.
Thanks.
Thanks again for that great content. I hope our audience enjoyed it. I want to thank you for listening today. Keep an eye out for other upcoming podcasts in the series that we'll be broadcasting through DemandGenReport.com.